Several years ago, I developed something that I called the abuse game, which is a model for how so many abusive relationships go and how a central dynamic to abusive relationships. And the game is played by two people, one of whom is the abuser and the other person is the victim. And the game is that the victim says something and then the abuser tries to figure out a way to pick a fight over what the victim said. And the victims, what they try to do is come up with something for which the abuser cannot pick a fight. So the victim might say, "You look nice today." That's an easy one. The abuser says, today I look nice, as opposed to every other day when I look like crap. Thank you very much. Or it could be, so tonight I made you your favorite dinner. So again, which is tonight, as opposed to normally the crap that you throw out there for me. So what do you want? What's a special occasion? Why? What do you want from me that you made this special dinner? What are you aiming for? The day I came up with this, I was talking to my friend Saba, and we were playing this game and trying to work it out. And then I said, "Come on, give me one that's really hard." And she said, "You're perfect." I'm like, "Oh God, I can't do anything with that." And I thought about it for like 15 seconds or something, and then it came to me. So why are you always putting me on a pedestal? That, do you know how hard it is to always be perfect? Do you know how that makes me feel? Why are you so mean to me that you would say something like, "I'm perfect"? That, it's too much pressure. I can't handle it. And the reason I love this is because in a lot of ways, this is just the absolute essence of the abusive relationship, because almost always in abusive relationships, you're not arguing about the thing. It's an argument for the sake of argument, and it's an argument so that the abuser can pick a fight. And this just gets to the essence of that. And I want to say one more thing about this, which is I debated when I came up with it, and I go back and forth still as to whether I should call it the abuse game or the abuse model. And the reason I don't really want to call it an abuse game is because I know that if I do that, somebody out there is going to play the abuse game and go, "A game? Abuse isn't a game. How could you do this?" So the abuse model, the abuse game, I think is a really helpful tool for people to understand how abusive relationships work.